The Florida Supreme Court heard oral arguments today over the constitutionality of a state law designed to keep a brain-damaged woman alive. It's known as Terry's Law, named after Terry Schiavo. She's the Tampa woman at the center of a legal battle over whether her husband has the right to remove the feeding tube that's kept her alive for 14 years. Florida courts have ruled he does have that right, despite the objection of her parents, who believe she can recover. Last fall, the Florida legislature gave Governor Jeb Bush the authority to have her feeding tube reinserted. A circuit judge struck down that law as an invasion of privacy and a violation of the separation of powers between the branches of government. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports on today's arguments in state Supreme Court.
The justices jumped right into their questioning of Robert Destro, the attorney for Florida Governor Jeb Bush. They appeared to be most concerned that Terry's Law was an attempt to override the courts. Justice Charles Wells.
Isn't what in reality, when this is all boiled down to, the legislature stepped in here and reversed a decision that was final in a specific case?
No, Your Honor, it didn't. In fact,
Destro tried to make the argument that Governor Bush was within his authority in trying to protect the rights of the disabled.
The legislature gave this power to the governor because the governor historically stands in the role of parens patriae. He's the ultimate defender of people's civil rights in the state of Florida. He's sworn to see that the law is faithfully executed.
It's not up to the governor to raise those questions, argued attorney George Filos, who represents Terry's husband, Michael Schiavo. He's her legal guardian, and courts have found he presented clear and convincing evidence that his wife would not want to be kept alive in a persistent vegetative state. Filos told the Supreme Court that Governor Bush's intervention is an unlawful invasion of privacy.
The essential issue here is who is entitled to make a decision on a matter so personal and private as whether one would want artificial life support. Does that power constitutionally reside with the patient, or does that power reside with the state?
After the arguments, Governor Bush's attorney, Robert Destro, didn't seem dissuaded by the justices' skeptical line of questioning.
They see their own power as being implicated by this. We see this as a case about Terry's rights, not about their power.
Michael Schiavo listened to the oral arguments at the Florida Supreme Court today and afterward expressed his frustration at still being in court after more than 6 years of litigation.
I think that every person in this state should realize that you yourself have the right to make your own decision about your personal outcomes, future, and nobody in power should have the right to step in and change that.
The justices gave no indication of when they might make a decision in the case. Governor Bush's attorneys won't speculate on what the state's next legal move will be, but they didn't rule out an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Tallahassee.